Coalition of Women Rights Organizations opposed the extension of the income tax exemption for Bujagali Hydropower Project, arguing that exemption over the years has yielded marginal benefits to intended beneficiaries, mainly power consumers in Uganda. The proposal is contained in the tax bills for the financial year 2026-2027, now before Parliament for consideration as part of the ongoing budget process. Under the Forum for Women in Democracy, the Act has instead proposed that the income generated from cancellation of the income tax for Jagali Hydropower be collected and channeled to address the maternal health funding gap of approximately 1.2 trillion shillings. Faith Lumonya, a tax, business and digital expert working with Public Service International, addressed the media at the four day offices in Entinda.
Despite the opportunity cost of the Bujagali tax holiday, evidence from the Auditor General's report indicates that it has not had any positive effect in terms of reduction in electricity power tariffs, given that Uganda faces a maternal health funding gap, but also a significant gap when it comes to funding different public services. And for maternal health, approximately 1.2 trillion Uganda shillings, we wish to propose that the income generated from removal of this particular income tax exemption for Bujagali be channeled to address the financing gap that directly affects women's access to a whole range of different public services.